O zaman da rada vandereria suyanda. Eşko brada basike remandala la bason diandalaria soto. O jata zepe remandalaria suyanda. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to speak. Your people aren't here to hear me. They're here to hear you. Oh, Jesus, may you give them insight and direction so that their lives can be propelled forward. And we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the credit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me here on Open Pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson, and this is where I get to share with you some of the principles I've learned over the years from the Word of God. I believe that if we apply them to our lives, we'll be better stewards of the financial resources that God has entrusted to us, and we'll be able to seal up some of the holes in our pockets. Today, we are going to be talking about shooter, schemer. What's the rush? Yeah, what's the rush? What's the rush? I'm going to be reading from Proverbs 13, and I'm going to be reading a few versions of verse 11. The God's Word version says, "Wealth gained through injustice dwindles away, but whoever gathers little by little has plenty." The Amplified version says, "Wealth obtained by fraud dwindles, but he who gathers gradually by honest labor will increase his riches." The Easy version says, "If you try to get money quickly, you will not stay rich for long. But if you are patient, you will become rich little by little." The NLT version says, "Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappear. Wealth from hard work grows over time." And finally, the NIV version says, "Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow." And again, I love the book of Proverbs because it's filled with so much wisdom. And since today's topic is shooter, schemer, I wanted to look at what those words mean. And so shrewd means having or showing sharp powers of judgment, astute, however you want to pronounce it. And that word means having or showing an ability to accurately assess situations or people and turn this to one's advantage. It's not the same as being a schemer. Scheme is actually a secret or underhanded plan, a plot. Underhanded meaning that it's acting or it's done in a secret or dishonest way. Dishonest meaning that, you know, you're behaving or somebody's prone to behave in an untrustworthy or fraudulent way, or, you know, it's intended to mislead or cheat people. And when I say mislead, I mean, you know, you give somebody the wrong idea or impression about someone or something. Yeah, that's what scheming means. When I looked at scheming, I noticed two synonyms that I wanted to highlight. The first one is mendacious, and it means not telling the truth or lying. I think sometimes we can sometimes find ourselves in situations where we feel like, oh, I didn't lie. Well, you didn't lie, but you didn't tell the truth. Yeah. And the other word, synonym for scheme, means is shifty, And it means appearing deceitful or evasive. And what do I mean by evasive? It means that, someone tends to avoid, commitment. And in this context, avoid certain situations are telling the truth, or, they especially respond only indirectly. Yeah. What does this have to do with financial stewardship? Well, in case you're wondering why sometimes we find ourselves where we keep putting money into certain things and we're not seeing the return on our investments, let's do a comparison analysis. When you look at the thing that you're putting your money into, or you're investing in, is it similar to any of these two things? Does it require you to withhold information that puts you at an advantage? Does it tempt you to occasionally tell like a half truth or a white lie? Because if that's the case, then we need to do some re-evaluation. And so I want to charge us. Bazuna katalama Ushande. I am praying that we will not just apply these principles to our lives, but that we will even teach our children the importance of integrity and the sustainability that comes with gathering little by little, that they won't be mesmerized by societal pressures. Otamande, I'm praying for our children. As you listen to this, and even as you think about your own children, I'm praying for them. That they won't be mesmerized by societal pressures that promise overnight success at the expense of your soul. No kushanda. May your daughters never be seduced by a pimp, and the supposedly good life that they tend to tell people that they can offer. Ushakala masandia. May your sons, ikura masandia, spend their time working on their craft and refining their gifts and be willing to wait for it to bring them before the right people. Ushakandalaria soto. May they never gain nila masandia any wealth through injustice. Ila basandia that will eventually dwindle away. Radaba soto. Oh, Rama Mama Maka Sandi Andalaria Sote. May they never get a call. Oh, Rababa Kasandia, I get caught up in fraud. May you never get a call that your child, Dazutele Mandia, that your son or your daughter, Atalala Masandia, or your niece or nephew that you are responsible for, Ushikele Mandia. May you never get a call that they are involved in fraud. Lokushata, Eh, Rababa Kasandia. May you be an example to them, Ushikele Rebe Kusandia, of those who graduate gradually, by honest labor, increase their riches. Ukatala masandia, according to Proverbs 13, verse 11. Usheke, ora babaka sandia, erebebebebebe kosaya. May you or your children, may you guys never get money quickly. Ukatala masandia, ndarararabasete, because those things will only ela masandia dwindle away and the riches won't last long. Oh rabaste, oh rababababababakasetelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel allow God to bless you, and to make you rich little by little, little by little. May you or your family never participate in another get-rich-quick scheme, but agree to work hard and trust God to allow your wealth to grow over time. In the name of Jesus, as you embrace and put into practice this wisdom of God, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that you will function with honesty and integrity in all your affairs. And as you do that, I'm believing God and I'm declaring over you that your resources, that they won't dwindle away. They won't dwindle away. You won't do your business in a shady way and watch it crumble years later. Let this be a clarion call. Let it be a reminder. Let it be an echo in your ear. May the Holy Ghost restrain you. May he constrain you to preserve what is ahead of you. That your children won't become homeless. Because of a shady decision, oh rabase, and a shady deal later, oh sa, elamasi, elamase, elamaso. May you hear the counsel of the Lord, ramasende, erabababababababakasandia, erabababababakosandia. If you're about to do it, usheke, remandala basandia, andarereriasoya. Before you sign the deal, andarereriasuto. Before you partner with that thing, before you sign up for another Get Rich Quick scheme, may you hear the voice of the Lord. May it come to you as a rescue and a way of escape out of the snare of Alamasi, out of that destructive snare in the name of Jesus. May you trust God and do things the right way. O Sata, O Rabakasandia, and be rewarded for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ke Rabasandi Andarariya Suya. Thank you again for joining me here on Open Pockets. I hope this was a blessing to you. And I look forward to you joining me again on the next episode. God bless you. Bye.